This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Rosa Corey, talking about her book, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. We're going to be talking about the travel aspects a good deal and how they build consensuses. Where we just had a situation here locally in Texas, but of course this is something that is global. You're going to see this everywhere, not just in Texas, not just in the United States, everywhere. This is a UN agenda sold as environmentalism. I think it's interesting to look at the news out of New York, this failed snowstorm that they had that was predicted to dump quite a bit more snow than they actually got. Now, they paid $200 million just in New York City for 7,000 troops, 760 plows, 50,000 pounds of salt, but even more importantly, they shut down public transportation, subway systems, and trains the first time they ever did that. It wasn't because this was going to be a storm of historic proportions. It was going to be a big storm, but not of historic proportions. This says more about the nanny state that we live in than anything else. The fact that for the first time in New York history, and I don't know how long they've had the subway, it's been over 100 years, that they would shut down the subway, for a snowstorm. You need to think about how these politicians are going over the top, how they're using weather, anything, a measles outbreak, to try to sell their control grid to you. Look at the agenda that they're pushing forward here. If they can't predict the weather accurately, they can't predict climate change accurately. And we've seen that even as CO2 has risen, we haven't seen the rise commensurate with that in temperature that they had predicted. We haven't seen a rise in humidity that they predicted. That's a key part of that. And nowhere in any of their models have we seen a 20-year pause in global warming, which is what they're telling us now. And, of course, global warming is such a joke in terms of the actual measurements that they have to now call it climate change. But we have to be very careful because they were very close in terms of admitting the Senate just admitted to try to get Keystone pushed through. They would do anything. This is the 10th time they've tried to push this through. They would do or say anything. And so they said climate change is real. They said that doesn't really matter because, of course, the weather is changing all the time. They tried to pull it back. They're a little bit too clever with their winks and their nods. They only missed by one vote saying that there was real climate change and it was made by humans. Once they do that, all bets are off. They can put on a carbon tax, which is money that the government is going to collect on you. They're going to put that on while oil prices, energy prices are low, then leave it on and then raise it. And they also want to have carbon credits, which basically is nothing but an indulgence that you pay to private corporations run by Al Gore so that you can engage in activity, because every activity that you engage in is going to be something that uses energy or produces something like carbon dioxide, because when you breathe out, you are using carbon dioxide. So you're going to have to pay for the privilege to these corporate masters. That's the way they're trying to sell this. You should back off from this alarmism. And, of course, we're going to talk to Rosa Corey, and we're going to take your calls after we talk to her. But right now, I want to open up the phone lines to just random calls. Let's go to John in Minnesota. John, go ahead.
Hey, David. I think you're the best talk show host in America, and I know you've only been doing it shortly.
Oh, thank you. Not at all. What did you want to talk about? I appreciate it.
I believe that I'm a radio person myself. But anyway.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, the hearing that John McCain held today where he had Henry Kissinger sitting in front of him and this Operation Pink, which are people who are apparently against wars, the United States being involved in any wars. Because as we know, I'd say three of the last three wars in American history are based on lies. So these people, I don't know if they're feminists, I don't know if they're just war haters or whatever, but I'm with them. But they interrupted the ceremony today. And, calling Henry Kissinger a war criminal, which he absolutely is.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's been. We're out of time, John. Thank you so much for calling. I'm sorry that I got to you so late in the segment. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Rosa Torrey, UN Agenda 21.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time, his life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. It's Thursday, January 29th, 2015. I'm David Knight, and we have joining us now in this segment, Rosa Torrey. She is Executive Director of the Post Sustainability Institute. Why does she say post sustainability? Well, she's written a book, Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, showing us exactly what is Agenda 21, how they use tricks to make people think that they are a part of the solution, that they're doing something good, something sustainable. It's a very deceptive mask that they wear. It's something that has been worked out, a technique. These RAND Corporation meetings have been worked out in great detail. I contacted her because we had one of these come to my house here in Texas talking about the Lone Star Regional Rail Project. It's one of their one of the aspects of what they do to improve mobility, mode choice, accessibility, transportation reliability. Who could be opposed to that? And they say, well, one option that could be studied is to provide passenger rail service from the north of Austin to downtown San Antonio. That's not just one option that they're going to look at. That is the only option they're going to look at. They're bringing you there to sell you on that option, to make you think that you're a part of that. And so breaking that down with us is going to be Rosa Corey. And, of course, as I mentioned, she's a commercial real estate appraiser. She specializes in eminent domain valuation. Maybe we should talk to her a little bit about her take on the Keystone Project, eminent domain aspects of that. But anyway, it working as an appraiser, it says, enabled her to recognize what was going on in a planning revolution that was sweeping the country. And she pulled back and got the bigger picture. And, of course, she's been working in the San Francisco area for the California Department of Transportation. So the transportation aspect of this is very key. Thank you for joining us, Rosa.
Hi, David. Great to be with you.
Some of the people are starting to wake up. The word is getting out there. Of course, you've been someone who was one of the people sounding the alarm about this, doing, I think, one of the best jobs of educating people about Agenda 21. We see that there are several state bills that are aimed directly at nullifying Agenda 21. We've got one in Wyoming. There's one in Missouri. There's one in Washington State. That's good news that those bills have been introduced, don't you think?
What I see is that people are becoming aware, and this is our most powerful, you know, if you consider yourself part of the resistance, resistance is an action. And so, of course, this is what's really happening is that people are making inroads in getting this information out, letting people understand what it is, what Agenda 21 looks like locally. And I actually retired. I was a district branch chief for the Department of Transportation. I retired about 3 years ago so that I could go around the country and the world talking about this, to help people understand how this global plan is actually implemented locally. That's what we need to see, is that even though it's a global, international, huge plan, it's put together locally so that it gives the impression, gives you the impression that it's just local, that it's all just some little thing there in Elgin or Bastrop or wherever you are in Texas, and that it's not the same plan all over the world, which it is. These plans are all identical all over the world.
That's the key thing, penetrating the secrecy and exposing the trick, because it's like a magician's trick. You know, they can spellbind you by doing all these illusions on stage. If you understand what the trick is, it's lost its magic. And I think it's very important to expose that, to pull off the mask. A good example, if you guys can get a shot of this, I'll leave it here on the desk, that you'll see something like this flyer that we got saying, your participation is needed. Please join us in a public meeting and learn more about the Lone Star Regional Rail Project. That's what you're going to see in your area. You're going to see something like that come in the mail. They're going to want get you there with the quote-unquote stakeholders and talk about possible solutions. But they've got it all worked out, don't they, Rosa, before you even get there?
Yeah, the deal is that these are your government meetings. I'm not talking about your city council meeting or something like that. These are, you know, just like you said, David, these are plans. You know, this is your Central Texas region. The plan is designed to destroy jurisdictional boundaries. So you're going to actually lose the nation state, your national government, and become, you know, a collection of mega regions. So this is the process of doing it. And there you are in Central Texas. So the plan is really to provide money for high speed rail or, light rail, so that it can justify getting you out of your car and into the high-density, concentrated city center. And it may be a holding town, a temporary town, that will then, you know, be you'll then later be moved into a larger city. But the idea is that, you know, you're going to think this is all your idea. You're so smart. You came up with this plan all on your own. And, in fact, the plan's the same plan all over the world, certainly all over the U.S., and it's about indoctrinating you. It's about propagandizing you so that you will not dissent. Because this plan does not allow for any dissent. Agenda 21 Sustainable Development is about neutralizing the opposition and propagandizing the populace so that you are pacified and don't take action against it.
Yeah, speak a little bit about exactly how that's going to be broken down at a meeting, because the RAND Corporation has worked this out into an exact science, and they've practiced this over and over again, just like the magician's trick where they say, hey, pick a card, any card. They know which one you're going to pick. They offer you the card they want you to take. Talk a little bit about how this works in these RAND Corporation designed meetings.
Yeah, this is actually quite cool. You know, you have to certainly give them credit because they have thought this through and it's very well engineered. And if you're not paying attention and you're not, hip, you're going to get sucked right into this thing. And especially, I have to say, if you're just like sitting at home, you know, not going to these meetings, you're certainly not going to be making, a resistance if you don't know what's happening right there in the center of your town. So what you get is, yeah, come on down, give us your opinion on this cool plan for the, development of this exciting thing about the development of, the center of your town. So you go there and they have it set up so that, I describe this really fully in my book, and I show you how to anti-Delphi these meetings. Delphi technique is about giving groups of people the impression that what they're seeing and what they're participating in is all their idea, mm-hmm. while directing them to a predetermined outcome that you literally have no impact on. That thing is all typed up, printed up, set up, ready to go before you walk in the door. And they may, change the color of the park benches or something, but they're not going to change that plan. And yeah. This is the way it's designed.
To give people an idea, I look on the back of this flyer and it says, the purpose of this meeting is we're going to define the purpose and identify the needs of the proposed project could address, including lack of transportation options. We're going to allow the public to learn more about the history of the proposed project. We're going to identify issues that should be studied, including regional air quality and natural resources. And we're going to give you the opportunity to tell us how the proposed project could address your transportation needs. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go in and I'm going to tell these people exactly what I need. And they're going to custom design for me, Rosa, a light rail transportation system that's going to exactly match my needs, are they?
It is. Oh, yeah. And, let's say you go in there, David, and you're just, real contrarian. And you go, I really dig my car. I really think I like driving my car. Yeah, and they're going to go, uh-huh, right, and next. They don't want to hear anything that does not go right along with the idea that you're going to be living in a condo on top of a shop, smart growth in the center of your transit-oriented development town, which got funding from the federal government to put on that meeting that you're being indoctrinated in. $3.7 million, David, in HUD funds went to Central Texas. Some of it went to Elgin, and that's the meeting you're talking about, mm-hmm. in order to implement this plan. And this is all across the United States. Every year, HUD gives out $100 million. To little, areas so that they'll use these indoctrination techniques on the people. Wow. And yes, you're not going to be given any other options. And if you don't like it, this is what you have to do. You've got to take those meetings down. And we show you, in that book, Behind the Green Mask, my book, there's 20 pages in the back of the book on what to do. And it's a narrow, small book. And part of that is real in-depth focus on how to take down a Delphi meeting. It is very exciting. It's a lot of fun to do it. And you can really send these guys packing. Just take them right out of your town.
That's an excellent book, and we all need to get active. A large part of this, of course, as we said at the very beginning, is an education process. We say a lot mm-hmm. of people understand that. That's why we've got bills being introduced and state legislatures, the three states that I mentioned, a good source to find out what's going on with that is, of course, Rosa Corey's website. She's got a blog, DemocratsAgainstUNAgenda21.com. You can find out information there. Of course, some of those articles I was reading were from the 10th Amendment Center. You mentioned, hey, I really dig my car, and, I really do dig driving. One of the things, though, that I think is on the horizon right now is taking over the cars. And I think there's even going to be competition with these light rail projects. Of course, they'll still fund the light rail projects because it's not even never been about transportation. It's always been about paying off corporate donors. But before they even get these light rail projects built, I think they're going to have a control grid imposed upon our cars. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, part of that, the initial thing was OnStar, which, a lot of your vehicles have that where they can literally be shut off remotely from another location. In other words, let's say somebody, suppose that the deal is that somebody rips you off, takes your car, and you report it stolen, and the car can be shut off remotely and disabled. But what these, you know, this is a real great indicator that you should not be an early adopter of technology.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
What you're getting here.
Hang on, we're going to explore that a little bit more with Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. We've got to go to a commercial break. Rosa, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, David Knight, and we have joining us on the phone Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. We were talking in the last segment about how managed this whole process is when they come into your areas. They just came into the area where I live, saying, we'd like for you to come to a meeting to talk about how we can help you with your transportation needs and make this area more sustainable. I always use the green mask of sustainability. Rosa Corey worked as a real estate specialist, and she recognized what was going on with this. And here's where the magic is. She recognized that it wasn't something that was just going on in her area, because I always like to say, this is just something that's happening locally, and we want your input at the meeting. No, this is something that has been pre-planned. They have a very specific way they sell this to the public in these RAND Corporation-controlled meetings, these Delphi meetings. She speaks about that in her book, about how they try to manipulate you and how you can shut that process down. And we're going to take some of your calls in the next segment. We've got some people who want to talk to you about that, Rosa. And we're going to take calls in the next segment to Rosa about Agenda 21, any issues that you're concerned with. We had just started talking about how they've been selling this as part of light rail. A key part of this, of course, is going to be transportation, because they want to keep you in concentrated areas. They don't want you spread out over the country. They want to control the food supply. They want to control travel. That's one of the ways they're going to do it, is by controlling transportation, of course. And so they've been selling these light rail projects. But Rosa, before these things are even going to come online, they're going to have a control grid of cars. We already see articles going back a few months where people are starting to put this together and say, hey, these light rail projects are going to come up against competition with quote-unquote autonomous cars. They're not autonomous. They're all rigged into the government, where they're going to control where, how, and when you can drive in the cities. And they're saying that putting in these light rail systems is kind of like designing a Pony Express in the world of the telegraph. I think before they even get these light rail systems done, they're going to have this control grid over our highways in place, don't you?
Well, if you look at the whole overall picture, it's about destroying your economy. And so light rail is a great way to do it, because it really costs a lot of money. It's not that functional. It's very seldom used. And it's really it's a hugely expensive project. When you know that Agenda 21 is about inventorying and controlling everything on the planet, and about full globalization, which is really standardizing all of your systems, and that's done through computers, then you see how the computerization of your movement, of your travel, of your ability to be free is actually tying right in with the plan. Because, you know, I mean, of course, if you look at this in a nightmare scenario, you get into your, you know, your computer controlled vehicle, the doors lock, and, you know, who knows where you're going to go after that. You may not go where you think you're going.
Just like Minority Report, we've already seen that acted out in Hollywood. They've predicted that for us to show us exactly what that's going to look like.
I know. And in fact, you know, I really don't view popular culture that much. I think it's a big waste of time. But one thing that you do see is that these guys do write the scenarios for the plan.
That's right.
And but one thing that you're going to see with, you know, this is a corporate plan. It's a mega corporation plan. So it's a neo-feudal fascist Machiavellian plan to actually restrict your ability to move freely throughout the world. It indoctrinates you through your educational system and your entertainment system. And it also is selling you and propagandizing you on the cool new technology of the future, so that you will want to be an early adopter. I mean, if I told you that the government was going to force you to hold in your hand a device that tells where you are at all times and what you're thinking about, what you're doing, who you're hanging out with, there's no way you would do that. But instead, you actually pay for it. You've got your iPhone in your hand. I don't have one. It's very inconvenient, yes. But you know what? Refuse to collaborate with this plan. You do not have to be part of this plan.
Rosa, you know, there were some slides that were leaked as part of the Snowden documents not quite a year ago in Germany, and they showed exactly that thing. They showed some slides from the NSA, and they had a picture of Steve Jobs and the 1984 commercial behind him. That was when they introduced the Macintosh, and said, who would have thought in 1984? And then in the next slide, you see Steve Jobs holding an iPhone, and the caption is that this would be Big Brother. And then you see the next slide, you've got people queued up at the Apple store, and they say, and that the people would wait in line to pay for it themselves. So that's they understand exactly what that is. And when we look at this control grid, these self-driving cars that they're selling to everybody, you need to understand that this is a combination of the NSA and the TSA, at the very least. The worst aspects of both of those, spying on you, controlling your movements, looking at everything that you're doing. Hang on, we've got to go to a commercial break. We're going to come back with Rosa Corey, Behind the Green Mask, you and Agenda 21, and we're going to take some of your calls for her asking about what you can do to disrupt these meetings that are going to be coming to your place, regardless of where you live.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information they're compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, you are the resistance. We're talking to Rosa Corey, Behind the Green Mask, you and Agenda 21. We're going to talk with the callers about how you can be the resistance when they come to your area and say, we want your participation. We've got a plan that we would like to help you with your transportation needs. It's all part of a larger agenda. This is being replicated across the country, across the world, because it's part of a UN agenda, Agenda 21. Breaking the magic spell that they cast over people is essentially exposing the magic tricks, and she does that very well in her book. And we're going to talk to, we have some people who have questions for her about shutting down a meeting or commenting on it. Maybe they've done it. I don't know. Before we go back to your calls and before we go back to Rosa Corey, we'll let you know that this hour, the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by one of our new products, InfoWars Life Oil of Oregano. This is a new nutraceutical form of highly active oregano oil. And if you've ever taken it, I've got this right here. It's in a pill form because if you take oregano oil, you'll notice that it's going to really burn your mouth. I've taken it. I've had good experience with oil of oregano during cold and flu season, but it is not something that is comfortable to take. But you can take it now in a pill form. We have this available. It's one of our newest products. They say, as they point out, this has been used as far back as Roman times. For thousands of years, oil of oregano was traditionally used to support digestive health. And now you can get it at InfoWarsLife.com. Available for this winter season, or for any season, actually. That's a new oil of oregano in pill form. Let's go to the calls, Rosa. I've got someone here who's talking about shutting down a meeting. Let's go to John in Washington. John, have you ever been to a meeting, or you just have questions about how this would be done to shut it down?
How's it going there, Dave? This is a fascinating subject for me. I was formerly a county commissioner in Spokane County here in Washington State. And in 1999, I was overseeing a cemetery renewal project in the Milan District, and I noticed these guys playing in the creek. And they had white suits on and such. I didn't pay much attention. The next day they were back. The next day they were in the creek, the same creek, but a little farther away at a bridge. I stopped and asked them what was going on. They were very evasive, and that got my curiosity piqued. Then I was in the process at that time of looking for land because I was going to build a new home. And I ran into these people two or three times. Finally, once in the deep woods up north of Spokane County, Monterey County, and this time, they were clearly agitated at me asking questions. They had some fellow with them in a brown suit, and he had a gun. And when I walked up on them at Otter Creek in the middle of the woods, he pulled a gun on me and told me to get out of there. And I said, "Hey, I'm friendly. I'm a county commissioner. I'm just curious. I keep running into you guys. What's going on?" And he says, "You get out of here, or you're going to wish you had." Now, the trucks that they were in had no tags on them. They had no insignias on their uniforms, so I thought to dig into this a little bit deeper. Come to find out, they were from Golder and Associates in Toronto. They were doing an in-stream study. That's Growth Management, Smart Growth, Agenda 21. And then we started the envisioning process where they had these meetings, just like Rosa's talking about, all over the area, and they were having them in the firehouses. Well, after I had dug into this, I found the silver bullet to shut these meetings down. There's a publication by the EPA, and here's the number of the publication. Now, bear in mind that this publication is printed with U.S. tax dollars. This is EPA-231-R-04-002.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this
what
book
does that say?
Literally lays out the entire process and the program of how to conduct these envisioning meetings, how to create the appearance of consensus, how to sway public opinion. They create all these stupid little games that you play in these meetings. And then I also used the Diaprax anti method, which is to not play into their invented vocabulary and so forth. It got so bad, I showed up at every one of these meetings. I pulled this book out. It's a very nice, thick book, and it tells in detail exactly how to conduct these meetings and trick the people. And I pulled
exposing
this book
their playbook
out of the
and pulling by the curtain.
These people, mostly older people, mostly elderly, the average age was about 70 in these rooms. And in one meeting, I had one man that looked like an intelligent guy actually started crying. And he goes, but we've got so much time invested in this, hundreds of hours. And I said, you have been tricked.
Yeah, that's very important. Let me get Rosa's comments on that. Rosa, your comments on what he just told us.
Yeah, the EPA is definitely, if you go to Smart Growth America, EPA is a partner in nonprofits, with nonprofits. Your government is partnering with nonprofits and corporations to manage these meetings all across the United States. And these plans are directed. They do have playbooks where they actually design the meetings with consultants, and their plans are all designed the same way. The consultants are all managing everyone the same way. These meetings are across the nation, and there are ways that you can take them down. Yes, it is possible to stop these meetings, and it is what the plans are all about is about destroying your private property rights. Mm-hmm. They're an obstacle to the plans. So, of course, you're going to have multinationals on your land talking about how they're going to develop it, use it, utilize your mineral rights, your land rights, your water rights, and take them away from individual property owners. That's what the goal is to get you off the land, into the cities, away from the property that you can use.
Absolutely.
And, yes, you know, you can... ICLEI produces these playbooks, the EPA produces them, consultants have them, and the point is how to take down these meetings, how to block them, how to stop them, and that is powerful. You can do it.
Absolutely. It's all about informing people. It's an information war. Once people see the trick, once you pull back the curtain, it really takes the power out of what they're doing. Thank you, John. Let's go to Dominic in California. Dominic, go ahead.
Hey, David. Hi, Rosa.
Hi, how you doing? Go ahead. What's your comment on Agenda 21?
Yeah, I started a show called Kim Chasers, and we follow around the chemtrail jets and show how they turn into clouds and cover whole cities. And we just did an episode out in Tahoe where we showed there was no snow. The lake had went down about 4 feet, and there was chemtrail flights going over every mountain that should have snow. So I want to say this drought is going to be bad, and I want to ask Rosa, is this the start of rewilding America, and are these chemtrail flights Agenda 21 related?
Well, there's a lot, you know, there's certainly a lot of speculation on what this is about, what's up there, how, you know, if whether this is part of the HEART program, what's happening. What you need to know, though, is that whether there's a so-called emergency of drought or whatever, the design is to create a culture of emergency and to keep you in a position where you are not able to think clearly and rationally. And this is, of course, enforced in your educational system that's about, you know, just responding to things emotionally rather than thinking about objective reality. So what you need to do is to recognize what your participation in the plan is and how it is that you can withdraw your support from the plan. So it's very important to educate yourself, to become more informed, to find out what is happening exactly in your town locally, because, you know, I'm sure you feel right now that you have no impact on the Congress, you have no impact on the Senate, no impact on the President, but you do have some control on your local government. And so, you know, regardless of what's happening around you, you can have some impact locally. And this is what you want to do is focus in locally. Go and observe your elected officials. Let them know you're observing them. Find out what the plans are for your town, because this plan is a huge, very pervasive plan, and it's very powerful. It involves your educational system, healthcare, the law enforcement system, your food production. Every aspect of your lives is covered by this plan. So you want to take action by becoming aware and make others aware as well. The plan is dependent on you being passive and ignorant. So anything that you want to inform yourself on is a very powerful thing. I encourage you to take action and really be the resistance.
Actually, you know, too, if you inform yourself and you come in there understanding what this is about, with the power to expose this plan, you're in a very powerful situation as an activist. It's one of the few places where I think you really can have a big impact. Another one is on juries. One person on a jury can shut this whole thing down. Well, you can go to one of these meetings and you can expose their plans. And you can show exactly how this is a trick and expose that trick. Let's go to George in Connecticut. Go ahead, George.
Hi, Rosa. I'm just curious. How do you sift out? They try to put this under several different names. I can find out, like, the Agenda 21 is directed at my particular town, Stamford, Connecticut. I know that a lot of things are going on because when I try to push certain things, police came to my door and said, get the hell out of the way, otherwise we're going to kill you and your family. So you start to wonder, you know, how far are these thugs going to push this stuff? But you can't find out any details outside of that were under Agenda 21, you know, and they don't want to supply proper information.
There actually is a tremendous amount of information available to you in just 1 second. All you need to know is how to look for it. So if you're in Connecticut, whatever, here's what you do. You put in your town name, you go to your search engine, you put in your town name and you put in sustainable development or envision or visioning or, property, high speed rail, rail projects, form-based zoning, many things. We've got the code words there on our websites, and you can go to that, put that in with your town name, and you're going to, it'll just come out. You will see it all. And then you need to go there and participate, observe. We have flyers on our websites that you can hand out. Get up early in the morning, put those on doorsteps. When was the last time you read something when you opened your door that blew your mind? You want to make people aware. This is a stealth plan in plain sight. So it's out there. It's available for you to see. You just have to know how to look for it. So we do, that's what my book is about. That's what, our websites are about. There's a lot of information out there for you. And you will find, I don't care how small your town is in Connecticut, you're going to find it there. Whether it's under your educational system, your healthcare, your governmental agencies, climate action plan, look at that. Look at your form-based zones, look at your new zones, transit-oriented development. You're going to see it in your town. Fight it.
And, of course, her website is democratsagainstunagenda21.com. That's where you'll find the information that she was just talking about. We showed that for people who are watching the stream. And we sell the book, Behind the Green Mask, You and Agenda 21, at Infowars.com. It's a great way to get the big picture, to understand how this is all being played out, to understand what goes on at these Delphi-type meetings that are put together by the RAND Corporation. Let's go to HB and FEMA Area Number 4. You had a question about Agenda 21. Go ahead.
Great show, David. Hey, Rosa. Yeah, back in about 2010, my wife and I just caught wind of one of these sustainable development meetings being held here in Knoxville. And so I kind of bagged work and went down there, sat in, and it was just what you're talking about. It was Blount County, which is Lamar Alexander's county, which is next to Knox County. So they held it up in Knoxville so they'd get more people there, I guess. But all through this, I'm sitting there, and there's a guy from the Fed that's in there. It looks like some character out of a bad Dick Tracy strip, comic strip, sitting there, and he's the Fed guy there. At the end of it, I'd written Agenda 21 on my notebook that I took in there, and after the last guy said, thank you for coming, I stood up near the exit and yelled, this is Agenda 21. I didn't yell it, but this is Agenda 21. You need to look this up. They're lying to you.
Beautiful. Good for you, man. That's what you need to do. Yes, that's exactly what you need to do. And, this is the elimination of the nation state. This is the goal. It's the erection of a totalitarian corporatocracy. And that seems like something that's so out there. But really, it's right there in Knoxville. It's right there in your town. This is how it's done, through regionalization. And, and the plan is developed in order to make this possible. That is a powerful thing to do, to have the guts to stand up there and say, hey, this is Agenda 21. Look it up, people. Check it out. This is how it's done. This is what it looks like. Because you're never going to see it called Agenda 21. You're going to see it called Climate Action Plan or Vision 2020 or Envision Knoxville or whatever it is they're going to call it. And that's what you need to do. It's call it out. Give out flyers as you're standing at the door, as people are leaving. So bring, you know, I teach you how to anti-Delphi the meeting when you go in there with your friends. You don't want to identify your friends. You don't want to stand with them. You don't want to talk with them. You want to speed them through the meeting so that when you raise your hand and you say, hey, this something's not right here, they can support you without looking like they are connected to you. This is war. And this
Absolutely.
Is a stealth war.
Absolutely. It's very much like going into a jury situation when you know what a jury is for. You know that it's there to not only judge the facts of the case, but whether or not the law is right. If you show your hand, they're going to just throw you off of the jury. So you have to be wise about how you expose this. And Rosa lays this out for you, the steps to proceed. Understand that they win when they keep everything secret. That's why they're negotiating the Trans-Pacific partnership, the transatlantic trade partnerships. They're negotiating those completely in secret because they don't want you to see any of this. That's the way the Republicans and the Democrats all pass their bills anymore. They don't even let the congressmen see what's there. They say, we're going to have to pass it before we can find out what's in it. And we're going to put this 1,000-page bill, this 2,000-page bill, we're going to give you less than 24 hours to look at it, but we want you to sign it because if you don't, your career on Capitol Hill is over. It works with intimidation. It works with secrecy. So you can expose the secrecy, pull back the mystique of all of this. If you understand what's there, she has a great way to expose it. Let's go to Daniel in Florida. Daniel, go ahead.
Hi, Rosa. I couldn't help but comment. I'm in Southeast Florida, and they're building something called All Aboard Florida, where they're going to run supposedly, you've heard of that then, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, they're taking $2 billion plus of federal money to beef up a rail system along the East Coast that will not even be high speed. Nobody along the East Coast wants this, but they're going to be doing, and I went to one of these meetings. It's a joke. You can't believe it. You got people in suits standing around that are apparently working.
Absolutely. We got to go to commercial break, but they're not even going to have that finished before it's obsolete. We're going to talk about that with Rosa Corey right after the break. Stay with us. More calls about Agenda 21.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Rosa Khoury, author of Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. Now, Rosa, it seems to me like this is very much a something that they sell to Democrats. That's why I think it's important. Your website is Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com. Democrats want to hear about sustainability. That's why you talk about it being behind the green mask. Yet this is a secret plan for corporate control, about bankrupting you, about controlling you. I think in the same way that so many Republicans are hoodwinked by the Trans-Pacific Partnership or the Transatlantic Partnership, because in that secret agreement, they see that as something that's going to be about free trade or the economy or jobs or whatever. We need to break the spell of these secret agendas, whether it's the trade agenda or whether it's the Agenda 21 that is hiding behind environmentalism. We need to break it for both the Democrats and Republicans. They both need to understand that these are secret techniques to bankrupt and control you.
Yeah. Well, one thing I do want to say, no, I don't see a difference between the Democrats and the Republicans, particularly they're globalists. The reason we call our site Democrats Against UN Agenda 21 is because we're Democrats. We don't affiliate with parties now at this point. We are liberals. And we felt that this was an issue that was really had just been brought to the awareness of people who are more conservative. Mm-hmm. And but the thing is that, you know, the whole party thing is about, it's designed to just keep you at each other's throats. It's about, you know, whether you're the red and blue team, it's a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
So,
but of course, they can identify certain, you know, people who are identify with one team versus another. They'll see that they identify with one aspect of one issue, so they'll play that up. Meanwhile, it's a secret agenda. And once you break that mystique and you understand these people have got a secret agenda that they're trying to force on us without informing us, trying to trick us, that kind of breaks the spell, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And we're looking at an oligarchy that's ultimately about, you know, completely Machiavellian nation states being destroyed and having city states in their place. This is about destroying the old order, okay, in any way. And I just want to refer to your last caller was talking about high-speed rail in Florida. High-speed rail is designed to fail. It's designed purposely to sink your economy. That is the purpose. And, yes, I know about that rail, that supposed project. Look at Florida, not all aboard. That's a good website for that. What we are talking about here is something that is all over the world, Australia, England, Europe. The EU is this is the incremental destruction of the nation state. We're not talking about nationalism here. What we're talking about is your ability to control what happens in your life. And if you are talking about a region or a huge block of nations, you have literally no say. No power. Yes. What you can do is you can anti-Delphi those meetings, you can send out flyers, you can speak to people, withdraw your financial support from the Sierra Club, from environmental groups, from front groups that are front groups for sustainable development. Do not round your grocery bill amount up if you're shopping at Whole Foods and they go, oh, you want to give some money to this nonprofit? No, you don't. Not unless you have fully vetted that nonprofit completely. And I'm talking about really checking out who is in it, who supports it, who is pushing it. These people are running your town. They're running your world. Don't join the Bike Coalition. That group is a shock troop to create sustainable development, transit-oriented development downtown in your town. You can do a lot by not taking part, by not collaborating, but you do want to take action, and you can do it. Don't just sit there. Get up and do more. Do something. Please.
You can be very effective working at the local level. And again, that book, thank you so much for joining us, Rosa Corey. That book is Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21. It's available in a variety of places. One of those is Infowars.com. And of course, her website is Democrats Against UNAgenda21.com. Stay with us. We're going to go into overdrive. We're going to take some of your calls about Agenda 21. And other issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical-grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.